one, so bear with me.
Shy, if you will. And we are, we're thinking, oh, you're going to join us up with Catholics again, huh? You know? And so we're a little gun shy of unity. We think of ecumenicalism, you know, that strong, that big, long word that's hard to say. Get it all right. And what we think of is they're going to take our theology and water it down. So we can get along with other folks who don't believe the word. They twisted the word. They made it say what they wanted to say. And so we resist that because we want to stand by the purity of the word.
Yeah.
We want to stand by the truth of the word. And so we kind of shy away from that in Protestant churches. Okay? But although we do that, and although we do long for the unity of believers, those that have a common like faith with us, if you will. The thing that we miss is the power of unity.
Yeah.
The power of unity. And as you were saying, you know, non-believers can get together in unity. Non-believers get together in unity. They do things. They can accomplish things, okay? So if you want to turn your Bibles with me to Genesis 11, we'll look at that. Genesis is the first book in your Bible. I kid myself, you know. I'm joking because I know y'all, y'all know where it is. And I don't know, David, can you read the first four verses there?
11, starting 11:1.
11:1-4 there.
Okay. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there, Shinar. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.
Okay, so we learned a couple of things from this. From the very first verse there, we learned that the whole earth had one language, mm-hmm. one speech.
Yeah.
Okay, they all spoke and they could understand each other. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a big thing, all right? A lot of the separateness that we have in our world today is because people can't understand each other. We have different languages, all right? You know, you go over to China, you try to find out what a restaurant is to eat, they don't know what you're saying. You know, they come over here, you know, if they don't know English, they may starve to death before they find a restaurant or something, you know?
Yeah.
And it is the same all over the place. We got Chinese, we got Spanish, we got French, we got German, just on and on and on. Just all kinds of languages. Very different, some of them. It's very hard to even make sounds. Some of the other languages, unless you're a native speaker. So they're together in speech. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a big plus. Mm-hmm. That was a big plus. And as David read, since they all were together, they traveled together to this area, Shinar. All right, they were all together. And they said to one another, well, let's build. Lay some bricks. Now, if you want to build something that's temporary or that's small, you're going to use wood.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we use. We use wood. But if you're going to build something that's big, tall, you got to use something stronger. Right?
Yeah.
You got to use something bricks. You know, we use bricks, stones, whatever. So that's what they were building. They wanted something that was going to last, that was going to reach high. It was going to be big. Mm-hmm. So they're going to build themselves, they said, let's build a city and a tower whose top reaches to the sky. And let's make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the whole earth. Okay, world's first skyscraper, right? Everybody got really excited when we started making skyscrapers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last century, we've had skyscrapers. We've had the first skyscraper way before this, right? An apartment building, huge thing. It says, I get the reason. I'll make a name for myself. We're going to make a name. Everybody doesn't remember us. Because we're going to be hot shots.
Yeah.
We got this big building here. They're going to see this building. They're going to remember who we are.
Mm-hmm.
I know where the fire tower of Babel is today.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, do we? I mean, it's just not there. It's just, where are they, you know?
Yeah.
So in their pride, they wanted to build a monument to themselves.
Yeah.
Build a monument to themselves. The second thing was, if we got in this tower, and we're all living in this tower, and we got plenty of rooms,
mm-hmm.
okay, where when we have children and we grow and expand, they can just live in these rooms. We'll just keep building it up and we'll just add on more living compartments. And there's no need for us to spread out and go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our cities, in our communities, people have opened up a new community with houses and everything. And then young people with children, young families with children, move into that community, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll, oh, we're going to settle. It's a nice community. We'll live here. Great. So they grow up. The children grow up. They go out. They get their education, mm-hmm. right? And then they get a job, and they're looking around for a place to live, and they look in that community. There's no place to live. There's somebody in all the houses. So they got to go outside the community to find a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, that might be across town, or it might be in another state, or whatever, wherever they find a job, wherever they can find a house, right? But they can't move into that community. They can't live in that community with their parents. Because
mm-hmm.
all the children grow up, and they all got to have a place to live. The community's full, you mm-hmm. see? So the people of Babel said, we're not going to have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to build an apartment building, and the more people we have, we just add another floor. Mm-hmm. See, our kids want a place to live. We'll just have another floor. We're going to all stay here together. We're not going to be all scattered all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the problem with that? What was the problem with that? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? What's the problem with that?
The leader.
Huh?
The leader was wrong.
The what now?
The leader.
The leader? Mm-hmm.
He was satanic.
Well... The problem is that is in direct contradiction to what God told yeah. people to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What did God tell people to
do? Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth.
Yeah.
And refill the earth.
Yeah, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't subdue the earth if you're up in a ivory tower,
no.
so to speak. Uh-huh. You know, Adobe Tower, whatever. But, you know, you got to scatter off all around the earth. And you need to make this earth look like the Garden of Eden.
Right.
Right? That was your pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
And he says, I've planted it.
Uh-huh.
So you can see what a garden is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
This is what the whole earth is supposed to look like.
Uh-huh.
You learned in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they learned there, their children would grow. They would go out. And this was the plan. Okay? They would go out over all the earth and make it a beautiful garden.
Mm-hmm.
Along the same sort of pattern. All right? The same sort of way. Except these people didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to make the earth a beautiful garden.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be scattered. We want to stay together. We want to be famous ourselves. We don't want to go out and do what God said.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, they were together and they were in unity, right?
Yeah.
But they were, yeah.
Is this all the people in the whole world?
Don't know. We don't know. It just says the people. We don't know if everyone was there with them or not. This is a huge number of people. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
It couldn't have been. Well, if they were concerned about becoming famous, to whom? If they were all.
Good point.
Well, if you want to take what the Bible says literally, and the whole earth was of one language and of yeah. one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east.
Yeah.
If you want to take it literal, yeah. it was everybody.
Well, they certainly had one language and one speech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, whether every single person was
yeah,
in this group or not, I don't
but
know.
But if it was just
but that's
part
a good
of the
point.
World,
that's a good
then
point.
Unless they were the majority, then perhaps the languages would die out. You know, they would scatter and then have to learn the same language again all over.
Yeah. I agree. If there were a pocket of people that didn't join them,
mm-hmm.
then they still were in the same sort of boat.
mm-hmm.
But now their language is different from everybody else's.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the same difference, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't this Noah's family anyway? The sons of Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
That's
everybody
was
Noah's family.
Yeah, everybody.
The earth was
everybody was
Noah's
so
family.
Could there be
yeah.
more than a few thousand, you know, that this time in history? I don't know how many years it took.
Yeah. You're right.
Because all of them were destroyed by the flood.
Exactly. They were all, but, and this just indicates to you that.
That's a good question.
even though Noah was righteous,
mm-hmm.
the righteous man, God, he found favor, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he wasn't perfect, but he certainly found grace in his sons and daughters. Eventually, mankind falls back into the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
rebelling against God, you know. And so his descendants, you know, your children don't always turn out the way you want them to. You know? Mm-hmm. And so this is what we're finding out here. So, but yeah, was everyone in on this? Don't know. Mm-hmm. But apparently the large majority were, you know. But the interesting thing happens next. David, you'll read on.
And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which children and men built. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all have one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. This is the point. Okay? Here's these people. They're in rebellion against God. Okay? But they communicate with one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
They stay with one another.
Mm-hmm.
They purpose together the same purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they work together. All right? That's pretty good unity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good unity. Boy, if we could just get that among Christians.
Yeah.
If we could just get that, if we could all just speak the same truthful language.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we could all just speak the same truth,
yes.
Right? If we could all just stay together, commune together, communicate together, right? And purpose together, mm-hmm. to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen.
What did he say? He says, God said. Now, if God said it, it's true, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So God said, there won't be anything these guys can do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will be impossible for them.
Yeah.
Because they're in unity.
Unity.
Yeah.
They're in unity.
And they use their imagination.
Yeah.
Christians don't use their imagination as much. We're going to do better with it, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to purpose to do my imagination and more.
So if we as Christians can come together, all right,
mm-hmm.
we can agree on things together.
Yes.
All right? We can come together in unity. What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? A few months ago, well, actually more than a few, about a year ago, I came before us and I said, you know, we're in a drought.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're in a drought. And I was talking to the Lord and you know, I really didn't pay much attention to the drought.
Mm-hmm.
But when I found out that it was affecting the whole state and, you know, mm-hmm. surrounding states, and it affected the farmers tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it before y'all. I said, look, you know, the Lord showed me we need to end this drought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't start it, but we need to end it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to end it in a specific way. You remember that?
Yeah.
He said, we don't need to have torrential rains come down and wash away all the dirt, you know.
Right.
We need to have it slow.
Mm-hmm.
We need to come gradual.
Yeah.
And then grow more and more until the land can handle the water.
Yeah.
Remember our counsel?
Yeah, sure did.
And we prayed for that, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And what happened?
It happened.
It happened just like we prayed, didn't it?
Yeah.
It came slow and steady, and then it grew and got increasing. Suddenly, all traces of the drought were gone.
Gone.
I mean, the drought was over.
Mm-hmm.
Totally over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's unusual. You know, I mean, really, I mean, there's always drought someplace, right?
Yeah.
But no, it was gone in this state. Mm-hmm. The drought was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was the unity of a few.
Yeah.
Can we get together, you think, and really bring some unity to the body of Christ? What
mm-hmm.
will we be able to do?
Awesome.
You see,
yeah.
Nothing will be impossible.
That's right.
We're in unity.
That's right.
So
that's what I see. As we pray to do all this in God's heart, we'll be doing things we can't imagine.
Amen.
And that's all God was waiting for.
What's that verse that says? That verse that says, "He who is able to do
exceeding
more than we can ask or think,
exceeding abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine,
exceedingly abundantly."
Abundantly.
Very, very.
Yeah.
Whole lot more.
Whole lot more.
Than we can
mm-hmm.
ask or even think about asking.
And he can do it through you.
Yeah, that's the imagination coming in. You got to imagine you're doing it.
But if we all do it together, all right, there's less of a chance for pride jumping in,
I guess. Yeah.
Let's all do it together.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, nobody says, I'd kill the drought. We all did it.
We did it.
You know? We spoke the word of the Lord, and we took
authority.
Dominion over the land, if you will.
Yeah, like we're supposed to do.
Yeah. And so the deal is, let's work together. All right? Let's be in harmony together.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's pray and we'll have our food. Thank you, Father, for breakfast. Thank you for the hands that prepared it, Father. We just thank you for the ability to come, the opportunity to come together and be together in unity. We love your word, Father. Bring us into the unity of your word and in your Son. Bless his food this morning and always be glorified in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.